My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, with Gator out, Kang. Well, Kang usually answers the questions anyway.
But with Gator out, you're going to receive no matter what. That's what happens.
That is correct. I'll take the ball.
All right, let's go. All right, kickoff. Here we go with the new kickoff rule. This will land in the landing zone, Doug. Number one, Russell Wilson has been named the starter for week one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the question I'm asking you, Doug, is who's going to be the Steelers' starting quarterback week 18?
It's Justin Fields. Look, I get the sense that Russ is fading, and this year in a very competent organization, we'll get a sense for how much he is fading. I thought Justin Fields continued to think he's extremely talented, and I bet he's looking at what the Bears have done to help Caleb Williams along with their offensive roster and must be thinking, where the hell was that when I was there? But and maybe it's a little bit of wishful thinking because I want the Bears to, you know, have screwed up their quarterback situation. But I still really like Justin Fields' skill set. And, you know, it's hang another year, hang another start, hang another month on an aging quarterback. And I think eventually youth wins out here, and I think it'll be this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually still believe in Justin Fields, too, as far as he can be a lot better than what he's shown. And he hasn't hit his potential yet. And we'll never know if he will, but he's got room to grow. The Russell Wilson, he's going in the opposite direction, unfortunately. He did win the starting job, but I think he barely won it. It's not like it was clear as day. They would have named this earlier. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers is a different, you know, question I'm going to answer here, but I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. So I think in the end, they're going to have to play the young guy and see what they have in Justin Fields, and he'll be starting maybe the last month or so of games for the Steelers. I'm going to stick with the Steelers real quick here. Head coach Mike Tomlin told Rich Eisen this week, quote, my friend Raheem Morris better be ready for a Justin Fields package. I don't want to disclose any strategic approaches, but there's just too much talent for him to sit around and watch. Was this a smart idea to give his friend a heads up, Doug?
I don't believe him. I think he's completely full of poi. I think if they had a Justin Fields package of plays, they wouldn't be talking about a Justin Fields package of plays before their first game. So I think this is gamesmanship with gamesmanship. Like, I think he's gone next level gamesmanship. Like, I'm going to pretend like I'm going to tell him what we're going to do. And now I think Raheem Morris is probably confused. Like, wait a sec. what are we doing here?
Crazy like a fox.
Yeah, right?
No, yeah,
I don't believe him.
I was going to ask you, is this some gamesmanship here? But why tell him you have a package if you have a package unless you don't have a package? What? Okay. Because if I, all said and done, though, if I'm a Steelers fan, I guess I don't like it, because if you break out a Justin Fields package and they necessarily weren't prepared for it, you caught them off guard. But now if you break it out, they probably practice something now, knowing, like, all right, Justin Fields might come on the field at any moment. He might line up in the Wildcat. He might line up at receiver. Be ready for it. Maybe they were going to be ready for it anyways, but I feel like let them find out on their own. You don't have to tell them.
You know what? You're right. Can you imagine if they put Justin Fields on and he carries it three times and loses 20 yards?
Yeah.
I mean, why did we tell him? Why did the coach tell him what we were doing?
Yeah, so in the end, I guess I don't like it. All right, Red Zone host Scott Hansen said this week, the lowest number of games we'll have in the late afternoon window is three. Usually there's two, Doug, in that afternoon window, but he said the lowest number is three this year. And there's going to be many weeks, according to him, they're going to have four or five games in that late window. So not all the games are front-loaded in the 1 o'clock kickoff. Is this a good idea or a bad idea to spread out these games?
Well, I'm going to start by deferring to you because you are a Red Zone guy and I am not. And I've got an answer. But I'm going to let you – I want you to go first on this one, whether or not – because you are Red Zone guy.
I love Red Zone. This is a great idea. I mean, those that watch Red Zone on a weekly basis like I do, you know there are those games, those weeks where it's just two games, and you're just going back and forth between two boring games. Sometimes they're both in commercial, so Hansen's got to fill time because they don't show commercials. But now if you have three, four, maybe five games, this is fantastic throughout the day. Sorry, honey, I won't see you on Sunday. This is just there's just too much football spread around, because before you could kind of get away with not seeing maybe the 4 o'clock games, right? Because it's just two games. All right, I got the bulk of the Sundays in the early kickoff. I'll watch Sunday night, leave the middle for the family. Now there's no room for family, Doug.
I feel like, yeah, single parent mom there at the Kang's household. I don't know. To me, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And Red Zone's wildly popular. I in theory, I think it makes sense, but I guess I'm not a Red Zone guy. And the reason I'm not a Red Zone guy is because I just don't get a feel for a game if I'm not watching it. Like, I'm seeing the highlights, but not knowing what led up to it, what teams are having success with, what teams are having struggling with. So, to me, I just want to watch one game, maybe two at once. But for Red Zone, it's hard for me to keep track when you're getting into four and five games. So I guess my answer to your question here is I don't care.
All right. What QB this year, Doug, is under the most pressure?
All right. So I'm trying to think of how professional athletes look at pressure. And I think it's when you're trying to establish yourself as a starter, full-time starter, and the team drafts a rookie. Well, it feels like everybody's already decided they're going to start the rookie. And so there's that. You're under pressure when everybody thinks you have a complete team, but they only question you. There's that. But I think the real pressure comes from contracts. Guys that are after contracts. And so the two names I came down to were Dak Prescott and Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy is under the most pressure in the NFL, because when you're a seventh-round pick, I still think there's always a scintilla of doubt in the back of people's mind. And so he's still playing for that big contract. It looks like San Francisco is war-chesting for it, but I think Brock Purdy has to match what he did last year, and I'm going to go with Brock Purdy is under the most pressure.
Wow, I'm a little surprised by that answer. I did not expect Brock Purdy. There are a lot of quarterbacks under pressure because, I mean, that's the most pressure, filled position in the league. You get paid the most money, you get the most criticism, you get the most praise, so there's a lot of pressure. And you're right, Doug. There's many different ways to, account, what kind of pressure are we talking here? I'm going to go with Josh Allen, and here's why. I've been told he's elite. I think he's elite, but he has not been to a Super Bowl yet. And Joe Burrow has, and I know there's other young quarterbacks that have it as well, but Josh Allen was just voted in a player's poll the most overrated quarterback in the league. And I wonder, okay, how does he shake that? How does he get that monkey off his back? He's got to get to a Super Bowl. And I know he lost Stephon Diggs, but it doesn't matter this anymore in this league. You get paid that amount of money, and he's going to get another huge contract as well. You need to step up. He hasn't won an MVP. He hasn't gotten to the Super Bowl, like I said. I think it's a big year for Josh Allen. He led the league in turnovers last year as a quarterback. He's got to limit those turnovers and get his team to the next step. Unfortunately for him, the AFC is a bloodbath, but he's got to find a way through it. All right, Bill Belichick is going to be very visible this NFL season. It's an off season for him because he's not coaching, so it's a little different. He's going to be on 11 shows with Peyton Manning this year called The Breakdown. He's got 11 appearances on the Manning Cast. He's going to be on McAfee every Monday. He's going to be co-hosting a show, The Underdog Fantasy, and he's going to co-host another show called Let's Go Podcast, which Tom Brady used to do. Is Bill Belichick ever going to go back to coaching?
I doubt it. I think I've talked to former coaches when they get into broadcasting, and they can't believe how easy the broadcasting jobs are compared to coaching. And they like getting things like sleep. And I also think it gives him time to hang out with his 24-year-old girlfriend. He's done. He's done coaching. And I wouldn't be surprised if the biggest factor might not be the last factor, the young girlfriend.
Well, he is older. Don't tell his girlfriend that because she's a lot younger. But it's been in his blood, his DNA, so long that I think he gives it one last shot next year, and it's because the opportunity will present itself with the Dallas Cowboys. He is going to kick the can one more time and try to get the Cowboys the Super Bowl ring that Jerry Jones desperately wants. You know, it's been so long for America's team, right? But I think that opportunity opens up. It sets Bill Belichick up for one more time. The fact that he's going to be so visible, by the way, I think it's going to help him because the fans are going to see that, hey, we've got a potential Super Bowl coach right there. Go get him if your team isn't, you know, getting over that hump.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, 11 to 12 Los Angeles Chargers were stuck in a hotel elevator in Dallas the night before their game last week, Doug. 2 hours later, the Dallas Fire Rescue assisted those that were stuck in the elevator by lifting them through ceiling panels in an adjacent elevator. Doug, is this something you think about every time you step into an elevator? And where does this rank amongst your fears?
I think about it 100% of the time, and it ranks number one.
Wow.
I have two recurring nightmares. One I haven't had in a long time. I used to have it when I was a kid, and that was I was being chased around my neighborhood by a bad guy driving a street sweeper. Yeah, a street sweeper. So that was one recurring nightmare I had all the time. And the other is I'm in a falling elevator. Getting stuck in an elevator, well, would make me uncomfortable. The falling elevator one, where every time I have it now, I'm like, this is the dream. Wake up. Like, I have it so much. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I have that. I can't believe you asked this question. I think less of you for doing it. I'm mad at you for asking this question because this is, like, my number one fear is being in a falling elevator. My son just got a job at his apartment's on the 17th floor, and I'm like, I gotta take the stairs?
No, you're not taking the stairs. That's
probably
maybe
not,
you might. I don't know.
I asked him Is there a chance to get a lower floor? He's like, no, this is what was available.
So
great.
He's going to be taking the elevator every day then. Because the reason this is a realistic fear.
Risky behavior.
is because it is something that everyday Joes do every day. There's a possibility of this, even if it's slim, of happening. Yes, I think about this every time I step into an elevator. I think about who's in there with me. How long can I stay in there with them? How long are they going to before they annoy me? I think of all this stuff within, 10 seconds of being in an elevator? All that stuff runs through my mind because it is a possibility because we actually go into elevators more than we see street sweepers, Doug.
That is true. That is true. And that concludes the Y9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.